I'm going to call it the heart and mind, heart and brain here, of our nature. How many of you know that you build yourself up and actually think you're greater than you are at times? Build yourself up and get cocky and self-righteous. Raise your hand if you've been pretty cool and self-righteous before. And how many of you have been very self-righteous and beat yourself down pretty good? Knocked yourself down. And if you get self-righteous and you're married, the purpose of the spouse is to bring you back into equilibrium, aren't they? And if you get self-righteous and you go below the equilibrium, their job is to let you know you're not that bad of an asshole after all, and they lift you up. So the purpose of marriage is to equilibrate, to make balance. If you get way above the equilibration, think you're better than they, or better than the something, better than you are, they bring you down. If you get below it, they lift you up. Can you relate to that? That's the purpose of marriage. It's not happiness. Never was happiness. It's about the purpose of being in balance to your life. So you can learn how to own both sides of yourself. Now, the second you are cocky and self-righteous, you feel you've already done a bunch of things, and damn it, you deserve it. And so you're into receiving and having things. The second you beat yourself up, that's if you're self-righteous. If you're self-righteous, you're knocking yourself down, and you feel like, oh my God, I don't feel like I deserve, so you're into doing things. So whenever you beat yourself up about something, you're into altruistic, and you minimize yourself relative to others. People who minimize themselves relative to others tend to work for others, and the money tends to go to others. People that put themselves in self-righteousness do the opposite and feel narcissistically that others owe them something. Both of those systems create the haves and the have-nots in society. But fair exchange is the balance point. Well, you're not trying to get something for nothing in a self-righteous mode. You're not trying to give something for nothing in a self-righteous mode. But you're trying to give something for something in a fair exchange as a true self-worth. So you have a pseudo-elevated self-esteem, a pseudo-depressed self-esteem, and a true self-worth when you're in fair exchange. And you have completion. Whenever you try to get something for nothing or try to give something for nothing, you get out of presence. Let me give you an example here. Have you ever bought something and felt you didn't pay enough for it? And felt that you owed them something? How many of you ever felt like it just wasn't a fair exchange? And you actually had the guilt of getting it for such a deal and the fear that you obligated, you owed them something. And so fear is a future imagined emotion and guilt is a past remembered emotion and it's taking you out of being clear consciously present. At the same time, if all of a sudden somebody owes you money, you have the fear of them paying it and the guilt for them, you're putting yourself in this situation, and that takes you into the fear of the future and past remembered guilt and takes you out of the presence. So anytime you go out of fair exchange, you get out of the presence. And whenever you get out of the presence, you exaggerate or minimize your self-worth. And whenever you exaggerate or minimize your self-worth, you tend to set unreasonable objectives on yourself. Ones that if you're in self-righteous, burn you out. You try to set objectives too quick and too short a period of time and you get manic and elated with yourself and you think, I can do anything. How many have been there before? You go to a seminar, you get all hyped up, you think, I can do anything, and then you come crashing down and then you beat yourself up and you think, I can't do anything. And you oscillate around who you really are instead of keeping in fair exchange with who you are. Fair exchange keeps you poised instead of poisoned and keeps you present instead of future fear and past remembered guilt. Keeps you present. These are emotions. This is presence. Warren Buffett said that until you can manage your emotions, don't expect to ever manage money. Until you can manage emotions, don't expect to manage money. Emotions cost you money. Strategies build you money. Emotions cost you money. Strategies build you money. Because emotions make you think you can do something quicker than you can or bigger than you can, and the other one makes you think I can't do it, and both of them keep you from being present in fair exchange with people. In all probability, you have a list in your mind of things you think you screwed up on. Raise your hand if you can look back in your life and you think, oh, I screwed up here. I should have done it this way. I should have done it that way. I'd like you to do a little exercise here. On the blank page behind, on page 9, on the back where it's blank here, opposite 9, I'd like you to write down 5 things you think, oh, I screwed up here in my life. 5 things you think, oh, I messed up. 5 things you might be feeling guilty about, beating yourself up about it. I'm sure that you have at least one, am I correct? Take the one that you think is probably the one you feel the most hurt or guilt over. Put a star by it. The thing you think, oh, I really screwed up on this one. And I'm going to say this. There are no screw-ups. There's no mistakes. But there may be perceptions that you may be holding about yourself that you might think they are. So here's what I want you to do. On that one that you put a star by, I want you to write down 2 columns underneath it. The one is, how did it serve you by doing that? And how did it serve others by doing that? And quickly run at least 5 benefits to you and 5 benefits to others for that one thing. And dissolve the guilt about it. And find out how it served you and how did it serve other people. Write 5, quick, as fast as you can. How many of you notice that as you write down how it serves them and how it serves you, the perceptions of guilt subside and you feel like, oh, well, that actually is not so bad after all. Okay, here's a little exercise that I encourage you to do for yourself. Is to make a list of all the things that you think you screwed up on. They're not, except in your own perception, really screw-ups. But write down how it served you and how it served others until you can go, hey, I'm glad that I did that. I learned something from that, and now I move on. Because otherwise, you're carrying baggage around. And as long as you're carrying baggage that's beating yourself up, your feelings of worth and you're willing to receive what it is that you intend are interfered with. It's unconscious, but that unconscious motive to not feel worthy and to want to give, because whenever you self-depreciate, you tend to go into altruistic sides, and when you're on the other side, you tend to go into narcissistic side. If you bring them into balance, you have fair exchange, and you're willing to receive what you ask for. You're willing to receive it. So go through there and eliminate those things that you think you've screwed up on and find out how it served you and others and raise your self-worth. Because the greater your self-worth, the greater the potential for your net worth. By the way, just as a little side venture here, has anybody here ever received an inheritance from somebody? Okay, here's a little exercise. If you ever get an inheritance or receive a sum of money that you weren't expecting, you want to write these 2 things down, or otherwise that money will get dissipated very quickly. You write down, what did I do to deserve this?